You ready?
Sure.
You done playing with yourself?
The pocket pool's good.
Pocket pool, hand check. Okay. Those are tiny hands.
Yeah. This is the first time you figured that out?
Oh, buddy. So I've missed you.
I've got small hands.
You know what they say about small hands? Cheaper gloves.
I thought it was small.
Cheaper, small, same thing.
Small gloves. It also means I need to pick my pistols very carefully up.
Pick my
for a second.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Armory 33 podcast. Happy New Year, by the way.
Yes.
This will be the last time I see you guys this year. Joke number one. So, yes, this is our year in review. I think you and I did one of these last year. We just recapped what we did for the show, personal life, stuff like that. But we have a guest host this time. IT Tanner is back. He's part of the He-Man Women Haters Club. That says an awful lot of things about him.
Sooner or later, be
I got a dollar. Mm-mm. I got a 50 cal round.
It's close enough.
That's a bottle opener. I like it. How's everybody been? It's been a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You almost died recently.
Yeah.
You were supposed to be here for the 50th episode.
Yeah.
Shane's wife calls me as I'm in the woods hunting that day saying, he won't be there today. Something came up. I was like, maybe Shane had a stroke. Find out he almost did have a stroke.
Wow.
Yeah, I woke up with the, like, full shakes.
Like, he had the shakes, the quakes, and the heebie-jeebies.
Good Lord.
And they didn't go away for hours.
Well, I was like, well, maybe he's...
That must have been a fun day.
It was great. It was great.
And then he was supposed to be here for the episode after that, and then your kids were just throwing... He sends me a picture. This is the picture he sends me of a toilet and a radiator. And he goes, what one do you think has throw up in it? Not the one that should have throw up in it. Did you have to strip the whole entire, all the baseboards out?
It's disgusting.
You said that started at what, 3 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah, no. It didn't stop till we ended up having to take him to the hospital. And they're like, just give him fluids. Okay.
Thanks, healthcare system. Fuck off.
American healthcare system.
The biggest conspiracy, the biggest conspiracy theory there is. Yep. Tell me I'm wrong. That the United States healthcare system is not the biggest scam.
Might be one of the biggest.
We have congressmen that live in $1 million homes and get paid.
Yeah,
pennies. I think that's scam number one.
Are we just going right in?
No, I'm just saying we're gonna go scam
the episodes for next year for season three. Sure. Conspiracy theory.
Conspiracy theory. It's
that might just be a sub playlist. That's what we should do, the three of us. Just bring up a new conspiracy topic, your conspiracy theory.
Just
do one episode about it.
Just have multiple episodes on conspiracy, whichever one we feel is great.
Welcome to the podcast. We're doing tangents today. Did you guys watch that John Bennett Ramsey thing on Netflix?
John Bennett Ramsey.
Yeah. Like,
Tanner wasn't alive when that happened.
Oh, shit. It was like 96, wasn't it?
Yeah.
96.
No, I was alive, but I was a year old.
Tanner wasn't alive when that
Holy
happened.
Holy shit, you turned 29 this year.
Turned 30 this coming year.
That's just
one of us.
That's still unsolved.
Yes. But there's a conspiracy theory behind that.
Oh, it was.
Where basically she was like Miss Teen Pageant winner, blah, blah, blah.
Not even a teen. She was
kidnapped, murdered. Okay. The conspiracy theory, though, is that she was taken by another family or somebody and is now Katy Perry. Did you not see that conspiracy theory?
No.
I'll send you the article about it.
Okay, give me a quick recap of John Benet Ramsey.
She was in the late 90s, yes. Early 90s. This is a girl.
Okay. I get that now.
It's
French.
Very French. Very French.
That's why they lose wars.
Anyway, back in the day, little girl pageant shows were big. Now, they even had them on, like, television.
Like, they would, like center court of a mall.
She was, like, number one in the country in doing these little stupid shows. Mm-hmm. And then she just disappeared overnight. And it's still an unsolved murder. They blame that they tried to go for the parents for a while. Then they went for the neighbor. And then they went for this. And they went for that. It's still an unsolved thing.
But the one conspiracy theory is that through AI and facial progression, the person that she, the age they would be today is very similar to what Katy Perry looks like.
Interesting.
Yeah, it was one of the things I sat there and I went.
Yeah.
And then I started looking at it. Maybe. She came out like a firework.
Not like a wrecking ball?
No, that's Miley.
Brother.
I know.
I live in a Tay-Tay household. I can recognize songs and what albums they're from now. It's getting bad.
Yeah, that is very bad.
All right. Tanner, what have you been up to in the months since we've seen you? Which actually hasn't been that long. You were here beginning of November, I think. We did Fire Emblem, for example.
Yes.
You have another one coming up we're going to do, you and I.
Oh, yeah. With my, yeah.
With your Christmas present.
Yeah, for myself.
Santa said I was a really good boy.
She was six.
Just six. Wow.
Pull the comparison up and show it. Well, you already. Do you get an iPhone?
No.
Oh.
God, no. I want my phone to work.
So what have you been up to? How's life?
Hell.
But it's hell? Okay.
No, a couple of, probably about a month ago maybe, I finally fired my SBR for the first time. I went out and shot it with two of my friends.
He was going to say close. He was going to say close friends again. You know that he stopped himself. Yeah. Do you see? That's the face.
But yeah, so I fired that SBR for the first time.
How's that?
With subsonics.
No ear pro?
No ear pro.
It's like a
none.
It's needed. Like a twig snapping, isn't it?
You could stand right next to me. And
I'd rather not. No offense. I'd rather not. Right away, you start. Oh my God.
Anyway, yeah, you could stand right next to me and shoot it with subsonics or vice versa.
I shot my daughter's 22 the other week in the backyard.
I have yet to try supersonics. I fired 5 supersonics, but never tested to see how ear safe it was with the supers. It was still very quiet. I'm assuming you could probably stand a couple feet behind me with supers and you'd still be fine.
Sounds
impressive.
Good.
So now I've...
Did you bring your own cup, Coop?
Yeah.
I looked over like, I'm like, that's not one of ours.
No, it's not.
I was like, wait a second.
Brings his own drinks, brings his own cup koozie. Next week he's going to have his own chair.
Just buy my own chair for here.
I bought you guys nice chairs last year. That was my gift to you guys. Mm-hmm. Shane, I made your chair.
Yeah, I was going to say.
That's true. That's fair.
I made Shane's chair.
So, yeah, that just sparked off a whole thing of me now building out different builds with rifles and suppressors that I want to do, like a backpack build.
I need a new truck gun now.
You haven't showed me your new AR yet. Oh, wait, it's not here.
It's not yet.
But one of the builds is a truck gun / backpack gun that I can just throw in a backpack.
Collapsible or folding stock?
Mm-mm. That's one of I have... 4 or 5 options, like different options I'm looking at. Like one is a folding stock, but a long stroke or short stroke gas piston system. Like a.
I knew what you mean. I knew what a reaction was coming from him.
Yeah.
That's all I
also know what you mean, yeah. But.
Like a SIG Spear, or yeah. like an MCX, an AK is in one of them, a CZ. The Bren, the CZ Bren.
Oh, I love...
Something like that.
I want the CZ Scorpion.
I'll bring over my Scorpion one of these days.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tanner's going to bring over guns for us.
But something along those lines, that was my first one, mostly because it's easy. Because I can get an 8-inch AR with a folding stock or brace in this case to make it a pistol. Super small, collapsible, anything under 24 inches in overall length, or at least 24 inches when it's collapsed, it'll fit right in most backpacks. The other option was, have you ever heard of fold AR? Okay. So instead of folding at the buffer, they fold at the barrel. Those ones are really nice. They've actually improved it over the years. They've been out for 5 or 6 years.
I remember when I worked in the firearm industry, that was one of the things that everybody was like really skeptical about because you're folding at the barrel.
No, it's
so
very...
like your hinge is very close to your barrel and everything.
Well,
and
at this point, you're also... messing with the harmonics between with barrel lug lockup between your bolt and your barrel itself and like the chamber, as well as the seal for your whole gas system because it's direct impingement. That's very iffy at most. Recently, I've watched a couple of different videos of guys just be like, hey, here's this, look at that. It's gone through a couple of changes over the past couple of years and it's improved. They've unfolded it, thrown it on the ground, folded it back up, shoot it, checked the point of aim impact, the shift. Perfectly fine. within marginal error. Yeah, We're talking like an MOA or less, usually less than an MOA in shift.
He's touching on his guntism today. I like it.
He absolutely has
guntism. You touched on your turntism a little bit ago.
Yeah, I love his guntism. He has real hardcore guntism.
He's not stimming. Hand check.
Not yet.
No.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, I know. I'm aware. Yes.
I love it.
He was also one of those ones that when he went into the military, they're like, yeah, we got another one.
Here's your pack of crayons, kid.
Hey, that's the Marine Corps.
The Marine? I know.
So full AR is another one.
Yeah.
And then one of the last options I've come up with is just getting a super short AR. 5.5-inch barrel, collapsing pistol brace with a shortened buffer system.
I could fit that in my glove.
Maxim Defense is the company's name. They make one of the ones I'm looking at, and however, it's very expensive. Overall length, 23¾-inch, collapsed. With the brace fully collapsed, even with the suppressor, it's got a suppressor on it too. Like this. It's probably...
Like that, yeah.
This girthy, thick suppressor.
Big old can in the front, yeah.
It's ridiculous. 5.5-inch barrel, under 24 inches, that is impressive. But for $3,700.
No, I'm good. We don't make that kind of money here.
Mm-hmm. So and this is not going to happen.
You could build yourself a race car for that.
I'm aware, all right? I could build a similar weapon system for that money as well.
A computer you could build for the podcast with that kind of money?
So I've just been throwing around this idea for a backpack gun.
I get it. But if you have that kind of money laying around,
again,
more power, man.
I've watched people review that weapon specifically. Very impressive. Even when it's chambered, because it comes in three different calibers you could pick.
223.
It's 300 blackout.
308.
7.62x39.
Ooh, AK. Spicy, yeah. Boys.
So the 7.62x39 and 300 blackout, which if you didn't know in metric is also 7.62x35. Both of those work perfectly well in short barrels. They were designed more for that anyway, especially 300 blackout. 5.56 works off of velocity, which you need barrel length for. So 5.5-inch barrel for 5.56.
You're not getting your bang for your buck.
A 55-grain projectile fired out of a 20-inch barrel is hitting about 3,200 feet per second. Out of a 5.5-inch barrel, a 55-grain projectile is about 1,800 to 1,900 feet per second. You were losing a lot of velocity, which that caliber is mainly built for. It needs that velocity to actually do its job. So it's a bit iffy.
He lost me when we started talking numbers. I know what you're saying.
I'm here for your numbers.
It's a bit iffy, but it's the...
I feel like Zach Galifianakis in The Hangover.
The potential is there. All the equations are... Like, I could specifically pick a round, like a 77-grain Sierra Match King or a 75-grain Hornady, whatever they're called, or something similar to Sierra's, or an equivalent to that, but something with much more lethality for the short distances that I'm going to be employing it in. So I just got all this stuff jumbled up, and I'm like, I got to figure out which
one's
going to be.
17 Excel spreadsheets open up.
Pretty much.
If I put this barrel combination with this bullet.
You know what I just feel like he does? Do you ever watch The Accountant?
Yeah, that's him.
Yeah, no, where he's talking about, oh, do you make these out of your house? Yeah. How big's the square footage? About 200. He just starts like pumping himself. He goes, just right there. Just sweet spot.
So yeah, that's like the biggest thing recently is that and coming up with a new parts list for my new computer. That one's a fun one.
There's your $3,700 right there.
Pretty much.
I need a new graphics card. It's going to be $3,200.
I have bought the two most expensive pieces of the computer. I have a graphics card and a CPU already.
This is why you can't hang out with us anymore, because you can't afford gas to get here.
No, I can afford gas, you dick. Yeah, that's probably my next product.
All right, so the solid states. Then the solid state that he wants is probably...
No, we're already on solid states. We're already on NVMEs anyway. So
you've almost died in the past 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
You're having tism orgasms over there. I've been doing this show.
I can see that.
Yeah, that's as you guys saw outside that I have a new vehicle.
Yes.
Wait till you sit inside of it later. We can go for a drive. We'll go for a drive. We can go for a car ride? You look like the Shaggy Dog from the Shaggy Dog. But no, other than I haven't had a haircut since the middle of November.
I haven't had a haircut since
I know.
March.
So the lady who usually cuts my hair had a baby, so she was out on maternity leave, so I had to find a new place to cut my hair before a wedding I was in.
Yeah, that'll do it.
So I went with the groom the day before his wedding to a place next town over, and they're like an authentic barbershop. So they did the quote, like the straight razor on everything.
Yep.
That's a fucking game changer, dude. Like, I felt a whole new person. Like, warm towel on the face. Like, he was, like, sharpening his blade, like, on the leather strap.
Yeah. I have never been...
the best $40 haircut I had.
I said, I'm good.
I thought you were going to say he's never had a haircut.
I've never... Well...
I had a haircut in March.
You just like to let it out.
A free man.
I get it.
Master but. Gave Dobby some clippers.
I've never been to, like, more an authentic barbershop, but when I was still down in North Carolina, the place I normally went for haircuts on a... bi-weekly basis, every 3 or 4 weeks, was owned by a couple of little old Korean ladies. And they would always like to use straight razors on the back of my neck to edge up the very back. You're right. It's a game changer.
Oh, you rub like over, like you just go like this, like on your beard, and you're like, different. Like, that feels good.
Yeah.
Korean ladies, they probably use those same exact blades to cut the skin of the cats too, right? Like,
no. Wow.
Sorry, too far.
I don't even clean up to like here, like that. That's all
I do. I keep this right here. This is where I
now I'll have.
Though today I got out of the shower, I did like my shave like underneath everything, and I put my glasses on. I could see random hairs under my glass. I'm like, fuck. So I was like back there trying not to cut my eye. I'm just like, huh. All I had to do is turn the camera on, and just start blood just starts pouring. What happened? I told my wife
no. I don't have any of that problem. So I just don't care. Just
but,
let it go.
So this has been a fun year for us here.
Yeah?
You came on as co-host April, May, I want to say.
No, before that. It was January.
It was right before baseball season, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So March, we'll say.
Sure.
You came on, but you've always been behind the scenes, and you're like a semi-regular
co-host.
He has
to go hang out with his close friends.
Ouch.
How do you think we feel when you say that? Oh, that hurt them. That hurt me. I think it means to us, dick. But so we expanded. We had other people with us, but I haven't heard from them.
I can't tell. Maybe they've been pretty busy, but I don't know.
You at least pick up the phone sometimes.
I will try to be better about that.
No, I'm not saying anything bad about it, but Thursday nights I call Tanner on my way home from work just to see what he's saying. Hey, what's going on? I'm like, I just miss you. I'm sorry. I have a 20-minute drive home.
I just miss you.
I just miss you. It's fine.
I miss our daily conversations.
I do. Hey, Tanner, I broke something. Now what? I don't know. It just won't turn on. Fucking fix it, please.
He misses the every so often where I just randomly pop out.
Yeah.
And just be like, hey, what's up?
But I didn't break anything. It wasn't me.
It was someone else.
I could care less now what people break because I had no responsibilities. Not yet. So, that might be changing. I'll tell you off camera.
I have so much responsibilities.
So do I.
I mean, it's good news.
Yeah, but we're not going to post it out there yet.
That's true. I would consider it good news.
Yeah, it will be when it happens.
Just but it's a lot.
I would like retirement.
Dude, if I could have hit the Powerball the other or that Mega Millions the other day, which did you guys see where the person won?
No,
I didn't. California.
Of course, they've won every Mega Ball in the last.
Okay.
4 years.
Here's the problem about that. They live in California. Their state, A, already sucks. B, is already expensive as hell. So they're going to blow through that money in 10 years' time, just paying rent and property taxes.
Yeah.
Now, if we would have won that, we'd be meeting with architects. We would
be meeting with architects.
My wife would probably let me demolish his house and rebuild it. Imagine how nice we could make it.
You got plenty of land out here, too.
Instead of the stairs, I put a fire pole in.
I would use the fire pole exclusively.
Oh, my God.
You just see trying to climb up it. You just hear it.
Yeah. Unfortunately, if any of you live in California, maybe not that. I hate to say it, but state is a shithole.
Yeah.
And it gets brought down by the majority of your large cities. There's a couple of them.
All right, LA, San Francisco. That's
San Diego.
San Diego, yep. San Jose, Long Beach, Sacramento. You want to just keep going? Yep. There's like a ton of them.
Yep. There's quite a few of them out there that on a grand scale, bring down your state in the eyes of
El Gato
of all the other 49 states. The majority of the other states. There's probably a couple others.
How did Jason Kelce say it the other day? What about Dallas? It's the armpit and asshole of America.
Yeah, that's Dallas, though.
If we just take all of those cities out of the equation, your state is a very lovely, especially within a lot of the forests, I would say.
Yeah, Northern California is different.
Yeah, like the wineries, like the large... What? I'm just being honest here.
Wineries? Who are you and whether you don't, Tanner?
First off,
I don't ever go to wineries. I'm just speaking in
goddamn lie. Did we not go to a winery this year?
He went to one.
I went to one winery. I don't normally go to wineries.
I took Tanner on a winery date with my wife.
I'm speaking in general here.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Yeah. So it's your state's a shithole, but it could be better.
Yeah, let's bring back Alcatraz.
There you go.
It's one way to do it.
When you have homeless people shitting in the streets.
Hobo bumfuck country.
They're the tent cities that go down the highway are the ones that do it for me.
Yep.
When you're driving down the highway and it's just literally rows of tents.
Yeah, it's just nothing but tents.
Buy one dial, just go to Philly.
They don't live in tents in Philly.
That's true.
They can't afford it.
They can't either. They can't afford it, and it probably wouldn't last them, especially come the wintertime.
Yeah. They live in cardboard boxes in Philly, like a proper person.
like a proper hobo.
They go to a Lowe's or Home Depot and get like the refrigerator boxes. Honey, we got the addition.
Oh my God.
Grab the duct tape and twine. The kids are getting their own bedroom.
Oh man.
Yeah, well, all right. Back to whatever
fuck
we were.
The West Coast. We'll just say that.
Where do we draw that line though? Like
no,
before Vegas?
Really, Montana.
Montana. That's
Wyoming.
Not West Coast.
I mean, strictly the West Coast.
But Montana is now becoming like California 3.0. Because they already took over Austin, Texas.
Yeah. New Mexico, California, Washington.
Part of Nevada.
Oregon.
Yeah. Yep. Just all those states out there.
So if an earthquake wants to happen, it's just a cut.
It's okay. We're not much better out here. We got
New York.
And Jersey.
I wouldn't even say that those are the worst ones because we have the Northeast. Connecticut.
That's true. Connecticut.
Vermont. New
Boston's
Hampshire.
Boston's nice, though.
Massachusetts.
Boston's nice.
No, there's Boston. Maine, which is like a normal state, and then the rest of them could...
Yeah.
Rhode Island's just a really big county.
It's literally just Long Beach for richer folks.
But no, New York, I don't need it.
And then there's us. Okay.
Where we live is like a sweet spot, though.
Where we live in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, that's true. Here we're sandwiched in between Maryland and New York.
We're sandwiched in between way more than Maryland and
just strictly East Coast.
I was gonna say,
you forgot Jersey, dude. Just Jersey as a whole.
Listen, Jersey does not have to be stated.
Delaware touches us.
That too. What?
Delaware, New York, New Jersey, New York, Maryland, Virginia. And West Virginia.
And Virginia.
I'm thinking about the shittier
Ohio.
States. Virginia is not great, but I would consider it better than Maryland and New York.
You give everything west of Altoona to Ohio, and no one would ever realize.
That's fair.
Dude, what the fuck? What? No. First of all, no. I'll take my 483 bridges and stay in Pennsylvania.
I don't remember where I was going.
I don't know where we were. We were just shitting on states, apparently.
We were.
Wow. Episode 52. There's no more fucking states we like. They can take Florida with them, too. That's just the...
I don't mind Florida.
Florida man.
Wow.
His dress, look at him.
It's true.
Oh, shit.
Damn, is that the score right now? They're playing Dallas, though.
We have Kenny Pickett playing quarterback.
Oh, he has smaller hands than Tanner.
He has to wear gloves so he can hold a football.
He has smaller hands than Tanner.
He does.
No, it was...
I had to explain that to my dad last week. He's like, why is he wearing gloves on both hands? I said, Daddy, his hands are too small. So what do you mean? I said, he's got the lowest hands that were ever registered in the combine. So he wears gloves so he can hold on to an NFL football.
Wow. That's...
I think like this measurement to here is like...
Yeah, it was like 14 and a half. It's a small hand, my guy.
Yeah. You might be above average on that one, Tanner.
Yeah.
Damn, like, I feel bad for that guy.
Can you measure this?
Yeah,
we got a tape measure somewhere. But all right, let's go back to our.
Well, I'm curious now because if you've never noticed, like my right thumb is a little bit odd because I can't stretch it all the way out.
Yeah, and probably dislocated it a few times.
I broke my arm here.
Yeah, exactly.
So that might have something to do with it. I can't bring it all the way out. It just won't do that. I can do a nice right angle here, but not here.
There's nothing left.
Ow. Right,
stop. That makes my knee hurt.
I had to put them back in place a lot.
Welcome to the freak show.
You're all getting fucking nameplates next year for Christmas. His is just going to say IT.
What's mine going to say? Fucking weirdo.
Gandalf the Greg.
I believe it's Gandalf the White at this point.
Gandalf the Funky.
So we did season two. Season two, we're wrapping season two up today. Which, yeah. This is something I looked back in our notes from last year because I found them for somehow. Mm-hmm. We talked about doing an episode every other week. This is episode 52. We've been doing this for 2 years. We hit our goal.
Pretty much.
We've hit our goal. This will go live on New Year's Day. So, happy New Year's if you're watching this in the future, which you will be. In the future.
In the future.
All right. So.
No? Nothing? Okay, never mind.
My drink's hitting me already.
Yeah?
I lost my train
of thought. So, where are we going now?
You didn't tell me what you said. We're having Tanner over at 2 o'clock. You didn't tell me anything else.
I said doing a year in review.
Brother.
Year in review.
I am lucky to remember to put shoes on in the morning. I put socks on today. You should be proud of me.
I'm glad your Mountain Dew socks.
Did they match?
No, they're Mountain Dew socks.
Oh, okay.
They do. Mountain Dew socks. Stop. Do not put your wig. You can't even get your wig that high.
I absolutely can.
Stop.
Oh, that's cool.
Because he knocks the fucking table over.
Jesus. I didn't knock the table over.
We started season two. We started our first D&D campaign, which was fun, till it wasn't fun anymore. I don't know at what point we lost it, but neither do I. That was back in my drinking days.
Oh,
I literally have so much written to go forward.
Oh, man.
The good thing is we might be able to, if Tanner's willing, get two more people, which I already had lined up, that want to try and play D&D.
Who are the other two people?
Two people that I know through work.
Oh, okay.
So we might be able to resurrect the campaign just with two new characters.
It's possible because I've had each section written off for each of you to go off and have a second part from when you came back from the land of the elves.
Tanner, we can do it. We can throw more people into the back of wooden stake wagons. That was a highlight. I don't know why that just keeps popping up. Like, what'd you guys do? Well, I threw somebody in the back of a wagon and beat them repeatedly with a large log. Why?
Because
I rolled a 20. It's just
because
like,
I could.
I'm trying to convince the captain on our ship in our D&D campaign that I have to go to later tonight that we should keel haul the guy that we took. They're like, we're going to arrest him. And I was like, cool. Can we just keel haul him? We're just...
Would you like to hear one of the highlights from the other campaign I'm a part of right now?
Sure.
Don't keep that.
They said no upstairs. Did you hear the no from upstairs? The no from the great beyond?
One of the sessions, I think it was like the second or third session that I was in, one of our guys is a half-orc monk at the time who is now multi-classed into a barbarian. Our sorcerer ritual cast...
Go ahead. Oh, I'm paying attention.
Give me one river.
I think it's a spell of water walk.
Middle shelf.
I don't remember what the name of the spell is specifically.
Fuck.
But it's some sort of spell of water walk or water stride or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And we tied ropes to him and then had him rickshaw a boat. A very large craft. Just so we could get from one place to another faster. He ended up speeding because he rolled so good on his strength saves or on his strength rolls that we ended up shortening our trip in half, but then we couldn't stop the boat once we got to port. So then we catapulted the boat up into the port town.
Whoops.
You're over here throwing fucking boats and shit, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, did you say you rolled?
He rolled.
What did you roll? Shit like always?
I wasn't. No. I mean, I was part of the. But it was me and another person that were making sure that everything was tied down. So we're like, oh, hey, here, grab these ropes and let's tie them down. But it was like three or four rolls for our half-orc to be like, hey, strength check. He rolled good enough.
Our strength check would be like, nah, fuck you. our DM would be like, and he just flicked you and you died. Great. Yeah, thank you.
That too.
Because our DM hated us. It was really weird.
Yeah.
We went to Comic-Con this year. You worked Comic-Con.
Twice.
I went to Comic-Con. You bowed out of going to Comic-Con with us.
I did. How was it?
Great. We met a lot of great authors. I have four of their books over there, which I read. That Ransomware Detective. Fantastic read. So shout out those guys. They're from the Pittsburgh area, so that's another great thing that came out of Pittsburgh.
That was spicy. I felt it in my nose.
We launched a clothing company this year, which is doing about as expected as we could be.
We have 52 episodes, so if we sold two shirts, I'd be...
Yeah, we've sold more than that, actually.
We're doing good.
Hey, that's good.
We're selling shirts. We have three shirts coming out next year that are holiday-specific. Don't you dare eat those on this fucking podcast.
I'm hungry.
I have a bag of cookies upstairs in the car.
But no, so we will have... This was a shirt we had last year for 4th of July, which that episode got scrapped. So we might just bring this shirt back.
I thought that was your
Olympic. Oh, this is the Olympic shirt. I forgot what shirt I had on. The 4th of July shirt was the British blew a 13 colony lead.
Yeah. That one.
That was great. But the two shirts I'm really happy for are going to be next holiday season. They're going to be black shirts with red and green lettering. One's going to say Mary, mm-hmm. and the other one's just going to say Bahumbug. Very simple holiday shirts. Very simple holiday shirts.
I thought I was going to say Filthy Animal on the other one.
No. I'm going to keep it simple. What else? In my personal work, like, I traveled a fuck ton beginning of the year and in the middle of the year. I would travel to five or six different states. Right. Yeah, or went to the shows.
This year.
This year. Met Jason Aldean, met Cole Hauser. Became really close with Kevin Brittingham, which was fantastic. I got pictures with him. Gun people.
I went to Texas.
I went to Texas, too. Except when you went to Texas, it was probably warm. When I went to Texas, it was cold. It snowed when I was in Texas.
1 degree.
Snow was like what we had earlier this week. They had a quarter of an inch of snow.
They were freaking out.
Highway shut down. Like, we had to scrape teeth to get to the airport. I flew private. That was fun. Not really, but it was fun.
There was no...
It was a bucket list. Just check that off.
Private enough. It was somebody's.
Yeah. Tennessee. Fucking... Which, I want to do a guy's trip.
Oh, yeah?
To where?
Tennessee.
Okay.
Because right outside the airport, a mile from the airport... is a Glock-sponsored firearm store.
Oh, wow.
Granted, we probably can't buy there and bring it home or ship it to an FFL back here.
So you could probably, have it transferred to an FFL.
But let's go to Nashville just for days.
If you want to go to a really cool event, usually held in Florida.
That's fine.
It's like a Silencer Con or something like that. Something along those lines, where the companies come there and they're sponsored, and you can just suppressed firearms,
which is fun.
You know what I want to do? I would love to do it.
I would also love to go to SHOT Show. Are you kidding?
You want to go to Vegas for a couple of days?
I do not want to go to Vegas ever.
Tanner, it's you and I, buddy. We driving or flying?
Flying.
We're gonna.
I'm not gonna drive all the way to Vegas.
I'm a very anti-Vegas guy.
Why?
Is there a reason?
There's just certain places I won't go.
Because people are going to throw money at him because they think he's homeless.
I won't go to D.C., and I won't go to Vegas.
We should just start doing, like, random, like, day trips where it's like, we do. Like,
I just don't.
The Armory does.
I just.
Cabela's or something.
I'm just very weird about certain things. And those are the two cities that I just cannot stand in the great country of the United States of America.
Yeah.
The whirlpool of hypocrisy that surrounds that place, I get it. But Vegas?
For those who are listening and not watching, Tanner is eating a bag of nuts we had from the MRE episode.
It's true.
Yeah. But he didn't break the cookie out yet.
Here's the thing. Vegas has nothing. It doesn't offer anything, though, besides casinos. There's nothing else out there. And I'm not a gambler. I went one time with you, bud.
Fuck you.
I am luckier than you. I went one time.
Heard this story? I think we told it on the podcast
before. Oh, yeah, we have.
The one Christmas when Shane and I worked together, I was nice and I bought all the other managers and my staff lottery tickets. Spent about $60 on lottery tickets. $5, $10 scratch offs. And I was like, hey, I have one more. Shane, I want to say we were friends at this point.
Yeah, we were.
And I was like, here, Merry Christmas, buddy. He goes, oh, thanks. Walks away. Doesn't even scratch it. Walks away. He calls me on my radio. He's like, hey. I'm like, what's up? Everything okay? Where do you need me? He goes, I want to say thanks. For what? $500? What the fuck? He still never bought me lunch like he promised he was going to do. He goes, I'll take you out for lunch and say as a thank you. Never took me out for lunch.
You quit like a month later.
I quit in March. That was Christmas time.
Where was? I was in California that summer.
Oh, so you went to the shit hole of the U.S.
Long Beach.
How long were you there?
Worse.
A week and a half.
Oh. 5 days.
A week and a half. I'm cashing in. I want lunch. You owe me lunch. You know what? When we go to our hockey game in 2 weeks, you buy the beer. That'll make up for it. Shane and I are going to a hockey game. I was nice and invited him to join me and my father-in-law at a hockey game. Because it's Shane. He likes hockey.
I was going to say, because he has no one else he knows that likes hockey.
I was going to say, yeah.
No, I had other people that would go, but my first mind was like, I'm going to see if Shane wants to go to a hockey game.
Shane likes hockey.
Exactly. I'm a good friend.
My
I think. I don't know. Am I a good friend?
My Penn State jersey needs a reason to get worn. That's the only Penn State jersey I have is the hockey one. I want you to be shocked by that because I know you're not.
Actually, I am. That's the only jersey you have?
For Penn State?
We fucking celebrated 2,000 listeners. We're already over 3,000, I think, since that point. Mm-hmm. I don't know why people want to listen to us, but...
It's just Tanner listening to us at sleep. It's his ASMR.
No, because I worked with Tanner and I would ask him what he's listening to and he said a podcast. And I go, oh, he goes, no, not ours. So I know it's not fucking us he's listening to.
Hey, somebody has a choice to listen to us, Ramble, or the Unsubscribe podcast.
Unsubscribe. I'm like a week behind, but I watched the Unsubscribe podcast from Christmas as I was building my Legos last night.
There you go. I was listening to it on the way here.
I had the iPad up with the Lego book going. I had my phone sitting there propped against the iPad. It was like Inception last night. I was doing four things at once. I was drinking, building Legos, watching a podcast, and reading directions.
I was listening to Holy Batcast on the way here. It's a Batman podcast.
We had new guests on this year. Mm-hmm. We had returning guests that were even more fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Season 3, we are going to have our range day.
We were supposed to have one this year.
Things happened, okay? Tanner didn't have his gun yet.
That's true.
That is true.
And that's not my fault.
So we're going to have our range day, which I don't know how much of that we're going to be able to film. But we'll get some good action. We'll get some good photos. We'll get some good camera work going. We're going to have lot of returning guests, a lot of new guests. We're going to have a tattoo artist on an episode.
Oh, there you go.
We're not getting tattooed as we do, which we probably could.
We had a tattoo artist at the last con.
Really?
Mannheim.
I don't know if I'd want a tattoo at a Comic-Con.
They did good work.
I know.
And they were clean. No one came away with bubbles. So they were throwing away needles every time they were done with a person.
That's how it should always be. I know.
A lot of raised tattoos at work.
Season 3, more content. More builds, more weapons that us or our friends already have. Mm-hmm. The M1 carbine will be here for an episode. M1 carbine, one that I gave to a buddy.
Right.
It was his wedding gift. You didn't hear about that, but I didn't like it. I pulled the bolt on it. I didn't like it. There's something about a nice bolt throw, and there's a bad bolt throw.
Is it just too short, or? Because the 30 carbine's a very small. It's a very small round.
Oh, yeah. I have a box over there that somebody never took with
me. Maybe 30 cal, but it's more like an intermediate cartridge. Yeah. So.
It just felt very...
Was it too gritty?
Yeah, very heavy and very gritty.
The rifle itself is God knows how old now.
I literally have a full thing of it sitting. I don't have that box there, but I have a full thing at home sitting in right
where we still have to shoot that.
Yeah,
that might be the last thing we ever post for this podcast because we don't know how old that gun is.
Nope.
So it's gonna be one of those things we're just gonna tie a string to and hide behind something.
I mean, run a boar snake down it and make sure that the boar is clear. You'll be fine.
Yeah, worst comes to worst, we'll just put a thumb in it. Great. As long as somebody knows where the tourniquet's at, we're gonna be okay. Do you wanna be the first responder for that one?
I'll make sure I bring a tourniquet or two.
We're gonna have more cooking content that's coming. We're gonna have different recipes we're gonna talk about, and then we're gonna make. So we're gonna doing cooking shows in my kitchen.
I like that.
Which means I might need an IT guy to help run camera work. Do you know an IT guy?
I might know an IT guy.
Mm. I don't know if he's going to be available, though. He has other friends, apparently. It's weird.
He's got his close friends.
But he hates the stretch. The stretch is almost as bad as just the head rub.
That's two of them.
We're going to be doing, you and I talked about this the other night, we're going to be doing breakdowns between movies and books.
Oh, like books that became...
Or movies that then they made, yeah.
Yeah. I think it's
the
usually...
The adaptations of books.
Like The Bridge of Terabithia, the worst one.
Holes actually was decent.
I bet you really... There's some really good probably nonfiction ones, too.
Nonfiction. I would love to get people... Yeah.
One of the ones that I can think of is we would have to find a couple of good books that describe the events of...
9/11.
I was going to say Black Hawk Down. So 1993 Somalia. That would be a really good one to do as well.
Didn't they also make... No, that was a movie they made. I don't think they made a book about that. Flight with Vin Scully. The guy that landed the plane in the harbor.
Oh, yeah.
Make a book about that too?
Probably a book out there written for that.
I would imagine. It's definitely the movie. I just don't know.
Yeah. Because we talked about it because I got the Terminalist series from Jack Carr for Christmas. I have all five books now, which I started reading on that show.
Yep. I did enjoy that.
Thought it was a great show. And the guys from Black Rifle helped with that. Because when you watch them when they're in their barracks and everything, they're wearing the Blackbeard shirts and everything like that. I was like, I have that hat.
Exactly.
Other than that, I don't really know what else. We're just going to... Take it as it comes.
Yes, you will.
I'm going out for surgery in February. So
surgery.
I'm getting my knee operated on for the fourth or fifth time. So I'm going to be laid up for a couple of days. So if you want to take a day off of work, you can come and hang out with me.
Okay.
Because apparently I need supervision for 24 hours after my surgery. We can sit here and play. We can drink whiskey and play video games. We'll take the podcast upstairs. Just do it from my couch.
Like here
we can do it at the dining room. We can do it at the kitchen table.
February will still be cold outside. Like the patio's right out there. But other than that, this has been a fun year.
It's been a good year.
Branched out a lot. I did some things I didn't think I was gonna enjoy, but D&D was brand new, and I was like, "This is great." Went to Comic Cons and spent $30 on a new dice. I don't even know where there's a die up there sitting. Shane and I built Legos last year for Christmas.
We did.
It's still standing over there, by the way. It's fantastic.
Liam got this year's Marvel one. He usually gets a Star Wars every year, but I couldn't find it. But I did find the Marvel one. He was super happy. The Green Goblin came with his glider, the sleigh.
Nice.
So it had a little thing that connected to the back so you could have a spot to put all the presents on.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. Oh, Legos. Anything you want to do this year? What are your goals for this year besides surviving another year?
That's usually my goal.
That's just New Year's resolution every year. I don't make resolutions. I just make goals. Like what? Not dying. Well, that's a pretty fucking good one.
I wrote a letter to
Santa.
Because I am going on I will not have anything after January 1st until at least July 1st.
You got a 6 month
sabbatical.
There's a very major holiday happening in March.
I know. I am going.
He's leaving me high and dry. And I almost said Valentine's Day. On St. Patty's Day.
Which is like Valentine's Day for me. But yeah.
Still have Guinness in the fridge from last year. Mm-hmm. I mean, I went on that sabbatical this year.
I've done it before, but I wrote it ended up being a 2-page paper.
Why?
Just a thing I needed to do.
I thought you were trying to get us like a sponsorship.
Just the thing I needed to do.
Oh.
Just a palate cleanse.
Huh.
It was getting to the point where it's not working.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the amount to actually feel it is like...
Okay. Yeah, I see what you mean.
That's not even spicy anymore.
You're now talking about massive amounts to even...
start feeling something.
Yeah. I'll support you. We'll do it somewhat together.
Yes.
I said somewhat. I will not drink when we do podcasts.
Drink?
I will not drink when we do podcasts. I will not beer pressure you.
I'll get a thing of Guinness 00 for...
Is that the non-alcoholic Guinness?
Mm-hmm. It's delicious. It is actually really good. Of all of the non-alcoholics, that's one of the best.
Never actually tried Guinness, but I need to. Are those still good?
Oh, yeah. Oh, they're still, yeah. They got nitrous balls in them.
Do you have a...
There's... Why Shane goes over to the bar and grabs a can or a...
Because I've had multiple people tell me that I would probably like...
He just closed the door behind him. I feel worried. Leave the whiskey alone. Or grab the JMO. So I don't care. What are you looking for? Oh, you're pouring... Just pour two or three glasses. Okay. Because if he doesn't like it, we don't have to waste the whole entire can. Better
fucking like it. One of my other friends who's an avid Guinness drinker, like whenever we get together and do stuff, like always got Guinness. He tells me that I would probably like it.
You know what? One of my favorite memories from the podcast team this year? Remember our taco night?
Oh, I think
Where we all played D&D right before my birthday?
Yeah.
We're just like... Shane and I went and spent... Shane, how much money did we spend on Taco Bell that night?
Oh, that was a fun night.
50?
40.
$40 or $50?
$50 on Taco Bell.
On tacos?
Hey, it worked. It was nice.
It was fun. I think that might have been our last D&D night.
So, And then my sister-in-law, Caitlin.
Yes. I was like, wait.
She told me that I would probably like it because the texture and the flavor profile is somewhat similar to black coffee.
Yeah.
And I was like, then I probably might like it.
You can take that cup.
Whichever one here.
Thank you.
A little one just in case.
He's drinking it out of a Miller Lite cup.
Yep. It's only 4.2%. It's actually a light beer.
It's just that beer in general is not one of my favorite drinks.
Yeah, but this is like a light beer. For real, it is actually.
Don't drink it yet. I say this is going to be a good way to end the episode. Tanner's. That's like a perfect fucking pour. I love that.
My first time trying
a little bit of head. Fantastic. A little head never hurt.
Trying to get all three of them to have that perfect head was, that was my main goal.
Yeah. Cheers, everybody. Going into three.
Going to be a fun year.
Let's have a good year. 2025. Here we go. Cheers. See you, everybody.